Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing tech show. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing tech show.
Good evening, Billion Dollar Baby Wannabes. Welcome to the Linux Link Tech Show. We are just about ready to get started. But first, we're going to play our crappy promo that hasn't been changed, and we need to change it eventually. So sit back, enjoy the promo. It's not crappy because Link did it, and it sounds really great.
Yeah.
So fire it off, Link. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Yes, indeed.
Minute and a half. Don't tell me to back off, Alan.
You want to back off the microphone just slightly.
Yeah.
A little loud.
Hi, folks. This is Link from the Linux Link Tech Show. Have you ever thought to yourself, I have a question for these guys? Or I wonder if they would review my product? Or why don't they talk about this? Or maybe I sure would like to support these fellas somehow? Or just, how do I get in touch with them? Well, the easy answer is to email us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net. You can let us know any questions, suggestions, or information you might have, and perhaps even get mentioned on the show. Email us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net and let us know how we're doing and whether or not you enjoy the show. And also, catch us on IRC every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, by pointing your favorite IRC client to our server, thelinuxlink.net, and joining Channel Pound Tech Show. Hope to see you there.
The mics aren't up, are they?
Hello!
Is that it? Oh, I thought it was going to do what
go ahead,
we did. Oh man, I forget what
for one night only.
Oh, for one night. For one night only. Alan Metzler Project. Are you gonna add the extra
I didn't
to it? About only needing the edge?
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Yeah,
that flowed together so nicely there.
Yeah, when we were practicing it before, it sort of worked, but it sort of didn't this time.
The reason why it didn't work is because when Link said, "Do you want the regular promo music, or what is it, the intro music, or do you want the spooky, scary music that we were using?" And I figured, well, he recorded us saying that whole thing, so I'm sitting there waiting for that whole thing to come through, but no. And then I forgot what we said. Completely blanked.
It was funny, folks. Trust me.
You had to be listening before the show. If you were listening before the show, you probably heard some of it. But such is the case. And
dum-dum-dum-dum.
We suck.
Yeah.
According to our forum from Sup, we suck.
Yeah. Our friend Sup, wherever he is.
Because we have too much coolness.
Yeah,
we too much coolness is right.
We are far too cool for him, and he cannot afford to download our wonderful shows on his stinky dial-up connection. So, therefore...
That doesn't explain why he couldn't figure out how to stream the show off of his crappy connection.
Well...
Obviously, you didn't read the web page to figure that part out.
I can't figure that out because we only push the stream it's like 16K, right? We're pushing the stream.
Yeah,
you can hear it on a dial-up really well.
It's like phone quality, but you can hear it, you know. Oh well.
No, wait. He said he didn't even bother to do anything based upon the logs.
Yeah.
The chat logs, because we suck.
Yeah, because we say we're like cool and dude.
I think that's our listeners that say cool and dude.
Patrick has a...
No, that's us, I guess, actually.
He missed, like, groovy and dig it, man.
And gnarly.
Gnarly, oh man.
Gnarly, man.
It's been many years since I've heard that one.
Patrick but says we should say fuck as many times as possible.
Whoa, Alan, come on, man. This is a PG-13 show. I mean, a PG show. You're turning it right off to the rated X. Next thing you know, it's going to turn into the pre-show stuff, and then nobody's going to be able to listen. I'm going to get fired.
You're going to get fired. You're not allowed to do the tech show anymore.
We'll get fired, and then I can't afford the bandwidth.
Mm.
That's coming. But, you got to think that, in all honesty, you probably don't want to be flaming people that run, people that have kind of an idea of some network technology and stuff like that, or have a group of people behind them that understand how they could actually find out who you are, even though you're trying to post anonymously. That's not the smartest thing in the world to do.
Probably not. It's kind of stupid to do that, too. I can understand maybe like a Windows forum or something like that. Because, you don't always have to have a whole lot of technical expertise for that. But, don't go into somebody's freaking PHP log on a Linux box and start telling them how stupid they are. Because, the first thing I did was go in there and pull up his IP address and
half a dozen other things about him.
That was funny.
Well, that's... If we were vindictive, well, just goes to say, we could track him down even though he has a dynamic IP address, I'm sure.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway. But... you know what? I didn't even bother to introduce you, wankers. It's across from me is Link.
Hey.
And over there, looking at Link's butt, is Alan.
See, down in the downwind range here.
Downwind, stuck between
looking at Alan's butt,
a rock, or I should say a butt in a stinky place. Is my dog still over there on the floor?
No, the dog's gone.
Oh, well, you're
like... No, it just smells like your dog because I got the wind today, that's all.
Well, maybe you can put the microphone down the other end. We'll get something intelligent out.
Yeah.
How do you? A
couple of quacks, that's all.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What should we talk about? We should probably hit the big news for this week. Last week it was the forum. This week, actual tech show merchandise. Now available.
Cool.
Courtesy of Cafe Press. .com.
Gotta love those guys.
It's a wonderful website, actually a service, where you can just upload your artwork and put it on just about anything. T-shirts, bumper stickers, mugs, mouse pads, and it doesn't cost you anything to do it.
And tattoos on Dan's butt.
Well, Link was the guy who put that on there. And it's great, because he holds the tattoo needle between his teeth when he does it.
That's right.
I don't know why. Then he wanted to do the front side, too, but I had to draw the line somewhere. Because,
need someone to draw a line down there.
We started that process.
He's just waiting for the piercing.
We started that, but the needle kept falling out of his mouth, and then I don't know. Anyway, cafepress.com.
Did you put that on
it's
the
cafepress.com/TLLTS.
Right now we have a bumper sticker and a t-shirt up there. You can show your support for the Linux Link Tech Show. Now, we're not making any kind of profit off of this. We're just, selling it at the cost that they sell it. $13.99 for the t-shirt, $2.99 for the bumper sticker.
Unless you're a big fat guy like me, and then you got to have a big t-shirt, and it costs you more.
Well, it costs
you
$2.
Not much more, yeah.
But anyway, if you're interested, get yourself a bumper sticker, maybe get a t-shirt. We'll probably be adding some more stuff as we decide to mess around with the GIMP and Soddy Potty and Inkscape, whatever floats our boat. If you're a member of the LV Lug, we'll probably have bumper stickers we'll be handing out. I know I ordered myself 3. I didn't get them off of Cafe Press because I had some trouble uploading to Cafe Press. They have some weird things going on as they're playing around with their services. But I was so hot to get this thing up to see what it would look like. I used another service. I can't remember. Some bumper sticker thing online. And I ordered 3 of those, 5 of those bumper stickers. So 2 of those will be going on my vehicles, and then I'll be handing out the other 3. Hopefully they'll be here in a day or so. And I also ordered myself a t-shirt, which hopefully be here before the meeting for next week.
Hopefully to be here before Saturday when we go on our...
You know, that's a good point. That's
our
right.
Excursion to the Tiki Bar.
They shipped it today, so chances are it might be here. And I look forward to slapping it on there. Although I'm kind of weary about wearing it because I don't want to get it dirty, but I need to get it out there. Anyway, the artwork...
Yeah, there might be, like, you know, people who are interested in... Well, definitely after they're entertained by a squad running around drunk all night long, they might give a listen. You never know.
Yeah, the artwork on the front is a GIMP project by Link. You could actually see the penguin that he used and created is on the Tech Show homepage.
Yeah.
And the artwork on the back is, I did that through Inkscape.
An original from
Dan. An original. So, you know, it might look a little cheesy, but hey, it's what you get. And it's a pure Linux Link Tech Show. Hopefully some people will order it and spread the word.
More fun than 3 gigs should be allowed.
That's right, man.
Yes, more. We should be arrested. And if you guys have any artwork or you'd like to do some stuff, let us know. We'd definitely make a T-shirt out of it or a mouse pad or something and
we need
it up on the website.
Mouse pads and a coffee mug, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but one of the things that I've been noticing...
And a Bowie knife.
Yeah.
Tech Show Bowie knife. So you can hack your friends up with it. Your Windows using friends. Kill. Take this Nopix disc or lose
your
arm.
We need to have, like, unique stuff, though, you know? Like, you know, the Tech Show pool stick or...
There you go.
Tech Show 8-ball. You know,
the Tech Show plunger.
There you go. Yeah, now you're talking.
Slup would buy one of those.
Something useful, you know? The Tech Show...
condoms.
Yeah, glow in the dark. It's Tech Show.
It's got Link's face.
Tech Show toilet paper roll holder. I don't know. It's funny.
Be worse than the blimp.
But you know, it's good. We sort of need to buckle down, I guess, a little bit and focus on. Wow, somebody's like beating Dan's house up.
Holy man!
We need to buckle down a little bit, I guess, and focus on doing some tech show advocacy or promotion because, you know, our buddies over there in the UK that run Lug Radio, it's lugradio.org over there, they got a bang-up crew going on. They had all kinds of people posting stuff on blogs, and they're getting their episodes referred to on NewsForge and stuff like that. Hey, man, it's our turn.
This is true, yeah.
Bringing out, it's all because of Alan, you know. He's so, he just like kind of sits there.
Quiet.
And watches the world go by, you know.
Quiet.
We need... I can't hear myself. We need
better equipment to be able to hear ourselves. Yeah.
We need a T-shirt with Alan's face on it. That's going to be the next one.
Everybody will want one.
No.
We could send it over to the guys at Lug Radio too because they have a guy over there that looks just like him.
That would be great.
We could have like with the Linux Link Tech Show on the top and Alan's face and Lug Radio down at the bottom, and they could just like flip it around for their use over there. And then...
That would be cool. It'd be Alan. I don't know what
we
put on.
I don't need that.
Alan rocks on the Tech Show.
That's right. Come listen to Alan only on the Tech Show.
Or you know what? You know, it'd be cool to take some of those pictures that we gimped.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe take like 5 of them and put them all over T-shirts, like the Michael Jackson, Alan and I dancing, mm-hmm. and you sniffing Alan's butt with the doggy pictures. Now that would make a cool Tech Show T-shirt.
I think we draw the wrong kind of crowd.
I think when people start seeing our faces, yeah, we may draw the wrong kind of crowd.
At least we draw a crowd.
At least we're drawing a crowd. Who cares if they, you know?
Who cares if it's evil or not?
I've been... But my biggest concern about drawing more of a crowd is our bandwidth issue.
we're going to be resolving that soon, right?
Well, we're going to be getting more bandwidth, definitely. Yeah.
Here's what I want to know, though. I don't know. Like, you know, we've been doing this show this is 31 now, right?
Yeah, 31.
31 weeks, actually 33 counting Christmas and New Year's that we were off. And, you know, we're still kind of flying by the seat of our pants. But what I have noticed is, like, if you go to, Icecast.org or something. They have this big list of internet radio stations that you can go check out. Are they actually providing a downlink for those radio stations, or is it just a link to their stream?
I thought you provided a stream to them with Icecast or Shoutcast, and then
they forwarded it out through their stuff.
I could be wrong. I haven't looked into that in a long time.
If we could get something going like that, where that not everybody's leeching off of the equipment that's here, we would be in really good shape.
And you'll have to look into that, because I've never really bothered to.
I mean, that just occurred to me the other day. I was playing with Stream Tuner on Linux, which, you know, pulls up all these
streams, that's a nice program.
You can listen to and stuff. And, you know, all the links are on, like, you know, Icecast.org or Shoutcast.org or whatever. Anyway, they pull them all. I mean, you pull the streams right off of there. Well, you know, why can't we do that for the Linux Link Tech Show? That would be cool.
And why not, indeed?
No one's sucking up all our bandwidth. Plus, the stream... What was the other one I was talking about the other day? Not Stream Tuner, but the, like, Stream Grabber or something like that?
Yeah, the recording part. I'll tell you in just a moment. I'll look it up here.
I was playing with that, and that will actually... It'll let you grab a stream and also forward it on your network. So, like, potentially speaking, I could record our stream at my house and also forward the stream off, and someone could connect to that stream from my house then and grab it at the same time. Stream Ripper, that's what it is. Yes. Thanks, Patrick.
G-Stream Ripper? G-String Ripper.
No, it's just Stream
Ripper. Oh, that's the other project you're working on.
G-String Ripper, yeah.
Remember when you go to the shore and have the billboards with the little girl walk in and the dog ripping her under her bottom of her bikini off?
I seen that one, yeah.
And it was for the sunblock. You remember those?
Yes. Yeah. That's an old ad.
We need that with you walking and Alan chewing your pants off
for a
t-shirt. That would be funny.
I don't think so.
No.
Or I'll be chewing Alan's pants off. I'm not going to avoid blaspheming myself.
I just think we should take a picture of your office here, Dan, and we can, they send a show out every week. Can you believe it, you know?
Well, actually, what we need is a picture of Alan there getting clobbered with the keyboard.
Yeah, with the attacking keyboard over here.
Have a keyboard sticking out of his head. You wait, Alan. You're going to pay. I don't know why. Why I have it out for you, Alan.
I don't know. Why do you have it out for me here?
I don't know.
You guys just, like, sit there and stare at each other across the table the whole time. That's what it is.
He's winking at me now. Turning me on. Boy, that was a big
way. This is why I'm over here by the door ready to run.
It's a quick exit. He's got a table in between and everything.
So, if there's any more homoeroticism in this room, we're gonna get banned by the FCC.
We're going to get... So like all that... We need to start drawing the wrong audience, you know?
All that was just to announce that we have some Tech Show merchandise.
Yes. And it is
go
cool,
and check
so...
it out.
Yeah, it's cool, so go and get some. And,
yeah, and, you know,
help,
I'm going to...
help promote the Tech Show.
Put that into the chat log.
Except I already put it in there. But that's all right, because you weren't paying attention.
Where'd you put it in there? I don't see it.
No, but when you first started talking about it, man, I stuck it in.
Where?
You weren't. It's like it scrolled up by now.
What, was it right at the top?
Up and gone. Yeah, it's way up there.
I'm at the top. I don't see it.
It's in there.
Oh, see, you just put cafepress.com. I put the actual www.http. I see now.
Oh, well.
Okay.
That makes it better.
Makes all the difference. All right.
Look it up. Boy, we got like... We have people.
We have so many people
chatting on the IRC this week, and we haven't even talked about anything yet.
Yeah,
but it's
fun. You know, we had a through the forum, nice forum member has suggested that maybe we look at promoting an application once a week.
Right.
And last week, I was going to say I didn't get much chance to talk about hydrogen. Other than playing that little drum thing I created. And I would like to promote Hydrogen as the application for this week, if you guys don't mind.
Okay.
And if you do mind, I don't care.
Woo!
So Hydrogen,
I don't
which
have
is
like
available
a fanfare sound effect, but yeah, at, go ahead.
And that was Judland out of Canada who suggested that. And, of course, he suggested some applications, which we'll be looking into as the weeks go on. But Hydrogen, which is available at hydrogen@sourceforge.net, I believe, right?
Hydrogen.sourceforge.net.
Yes, hydrogen.sourceforge.net is a drum machine for GNU Linux. And it's based upon the Qt... What is Qt? Language?
It's a toolkit. Yeah,
a toolkit. Mm-hmm. So it should compile on most distributions. I have it on Gen 2, but as you can tell, I can't play WAV files properly with Gen 2 for some reason, which I'm still looking into that. Anyway, it's great. It's really easy to use. You pop it up. You have a nice little interface, and you can choose your beats per second. I mean, beats per minute. You just basically click in the little box, each measure, what drum sound you want to play. And you can copy each measure and paste it into another one. It's really intuitive. The online directions or instructions are great, the documentation. So you could be up and making your own little drum solo in a couple of minutes. So you can live out your fog hat fantasies with a 45-minute drum solo created on your Linux box.
You know what would be really cool to go with that? They really should consider. Somebody should consider making it. It's now that they have this virtual drum machine that you can do, they need to have like a virtual bagpipe machine
that you can
do with it.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. But
that would be a
because
lot of
last thing
because
I want to say about
I'm an Irish guy. I love the bagpipes, man. That would be fantastic.
With the Hydrogen, you can grab a bunch of different drum kits. You can make your own kits,
you
too.
That way.
But it will allow you to do like a techno beat or an African beat or whatever. So it's pretty cool. Check it out. Hydrogen.sourceforge.net. It's a fun application to play with. And what you're talking about, technically, you can do get a bagpipe machine, mm-hmm. and that would be using Rose Garden, which is a pretty sophisticated application which allows you to compose music or import music off your MIDI device, export it back out to the MIDI device. But you can download sound fonts. So you can download a bagpipe sound font.
Oh, that's cool.
Develop, you know, write your own, compose your own music in there. And you can use a soft synthesizer to play it through your Linux box. But that's another application for another day, for another week. I don't really want to get too deep into Rose Garden when we're talking about Hydrogen, the advanced Linux drum machine. Check it out. It's really great from those guys who did it. Yeah, them guys.
Them guys who did it.
Them guys who did it.
Yeah.
Hydrogen.sourceforge.net. All right, so let's move on to the Trenton.
Do you want to do that in the second half of our thing?
Oh, are we almost out of time?
We're like
20, the first
25
half?
After already.
Well,
man.
Why don't you slap in that wonderful piece of music that Alan pulled out for you last week?
I'm going to do that, and I want to just tell everybody, you know, who it is first. We have Alan has graciously decided to go searching through archives.org.
Archives.org, yeah.
Archives.org for
great music on there.
Cool music
lots
for us
of movies
to play.
Too. It's
yeah.
Really cool.
And what he did was he found us a group by the name of Fat Chelsea. Is it Fat Chelsea and House Party, or is it House Party
Chelsea or Chelsea, or however you pronounce it.
Is that the
it's
song
a band
name?
Name and a song name is House Party.
Ah, there we go. Well, there you have it. Fat Chelsea's House Party. Rockin'. We're rockin' almost. There we go. We're rockin' now. Enjoy. This is a long one. It's 5 minutes, so just hang in there, but it's pretty cool. We'll be right back.
hey, Dan cutting in here. Do you have any questions, comments, complaints? Don't like what Alan said last time? Feel free to email us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net. Do you live in or around Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? Plan on being in the area some Wednesday night? If so, and you would like to join us in the studio, we would love to have you. Again, email us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net. Linux is a community project. Being a community project, it tends to foster regular gatherings of Linux enthusiasts who collectively call themselves Linux users groups. Chances are, there is a Linux users group in your area. We here at the Tech Show belong to the Lehigh Valley Linux Users Group, so if you hail from the area, come join us. Membership is free and fraught with fun. If you're new to Linux, then consider checking out our sister organization, the Linux Special Interest Group, run by LV Lug member Jeff Sartler. The Linux SIG caters to newbies and runs hands-on labs. If you are south of us, be sure to look up the Bucks County Linux Users Group or the Philadelphia Linux Users Group. Those to the east, there's the New Jersey Linux Users Group. More information can be found at thelinuxlink.net, which strives to be the unofficial portal to Linux and Linux happenings in the Lehigh Valley. If you find yourself in one of those rare locations that is not conveniently near any Linux Users Group, get your name and desires out there on the web. Contact the closest lugs, and chances are you will find neighbors who are looking to get together. All you need is a few enthusiastic people and a place to meet, be it a living room, basement, library, or local pub. You will meet new people, learn some stuff, and have boatloads of fun. So remember, support your local users groups. Finally, we here at the Linux Link Tech Show thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy this episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together.
It's all you, Dan.
Okay.
Take it, man.
Well, what I was just going to say to Alan before the promo ran out, mm-hmm. which, you know, with the combination of that song and the promo was 10 minutes worth of stuff. Yeah. You'd think I could have fit it in before the end of the promo there. But he's looking at the Pac-Man X screensaver. They're putting these little products out now. Namco is. It's a little joystick. I don't know if you guys have seen
these. Oh, yeah.
And you plug them into your TV, and they come with, like, five games on them.
Yeah, 5 or 10 games.
Yeah.
I have the Atari one.
Oh, what's on the Atari one?
The Atari one has Asteroids.
Missile Command?
Missile Command is on it, although that's a little hard to play with a joystick because you really need that ball to roll along.
Combat?
You know, I haven't played it in a while. I don't remember what the other games were.
Indy 500?
I think the indie one is on there.
You don't know what's on there.
Centipede is on there.
Centipede.
I'm trying to remember what else, but I have to plug it in to see.
Now, are they the Atari 2600 ones, or are they the arcade version?
They're the 2600.
The 2600 ones.
Because we have I don't know what it is. I forget what it's called, but it has Rally X, Dig Dug.
Okay.
Bossonian, I think it's called. Pac-Man, and I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. And there's a couple other ones that are out there. Now, you know, of course, you can go get them and play them on MAME or some of the other emulators. What's the Atari 2600 emulator?
Xtella.
Xtella.
Yep.
But, you know, MAME, Xtella. There's a Super Nintendo. A Nintendo, and I think even a Nintendo 64 emulator. Is there a PlayStation?
There's. I think there's a PlayStation 1 out there as well.
And PlayStation 2 yet?
No. I haven't kept up with the emulator.
I'm not sure, but I think the PlayStation 1 will play ROMs, like actually play the CD itself.
CDs as well, yeah.
It will? Actually, yeah. You can pop them in there and play them?
I think so.
There you go. Support your local emulator. And abuse the rights of everyone by downloading illegal ROMs.
And speaking of that, I do have some interesting news that I want to share really, really quick. I on the BC Lug List, for those of you who don't know, that's the Linux user group down there in the is it Bucks County?
Bucks County.
Bucks County Linux user group right down there next to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Anyway, one of the gentlemen from there, by the name of James Kelly, I'm getting a hold of him. He happens to be a member of the local Philadelphia 2600 user group. Mm-hmm. And, yes, the Philly 2600. And I am in contact with him, and we're going to see about getting an interview from him, and he can tell us about the Philly 2600, which is going to be all kinds of nifty cool, right? So stay tuned, and hopefully soon we'll... I'd love to be able to give you the list of the Philly 2600, but I just can't seem to find it right now. Anyway, the Philly 2600, and we're going to see if we can get a hold of James Kelly and have him talk with us about that fine historical organization that all Linux users should be aware of, I believe, actually. Yes? No?
Right.
Dan's sleeping.
No, Dan's looking up the audio requirements for the requirements for Hydrogen. Hydrogen doesn't need jack. It'll support jack, but Rose Garden, I believe, does need jack. So.
But Dan doesn't know jack. So.
Yeah.
I know Jack 2.
Jack.
Not Jack 1. Did you ever play those?
No.
You don't know Jack?
Yeah.
I played them. That's fun. My wife really likes that.
That's wow. The way it is. Trenton Music Fest?
Trenton Music Fest.
Yeah, Trenton Music Fest. Oh, Alice Cooper's coming to Music Fest this year. Get your tickets are going on sale May 15th to Music Fest members, May 18th to the general public.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know what Music Fest, it's that wonderful little festival that comes around to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, in the United States, once a year, in August, I think it is.
Big music festival.
Yeah, big music festival.
Yeah, there's like 150 different performers and stuff at it.
Yep. They get, names get a little bigger every year.
Yes, they do.
More people, more stuff. And they always have the Native Indians playing the pipes.
So, like,
on the street.
We're politically correct then, right?
Native Indians. Native Americans.
Native Americans.
Not Native Indians. Native Americans.
Native Indians
playing the pipes
in India.
24/7. Even when it's not... Even when they're not there. And you know what?
That's because of all the fire water they got going on, too.
You can... Oh, now that's just plain wrong. You can catch them at Mayfair.
Yes,
in Allentown.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Allentown Fairgrounds. They're playing at the Allentown Fairgrounds, too, aren't they?
I don't know.
The pipe playing.
I believe so.
I'm not sure who you're talking
Every
about.
Every event that comes around, they're always playing and selling their pipes.
Selling their pipes, yes, indeed.
Yeah, who else is coming to Allentown Fairgrounds? Yes, and Alabama again? Don't they always come?
Probably some. Like, I never go up there, so I don't know.
I saw Meatloaf there last year. That was a good concert.
I saw Meatloaf a couple of years back, and it was like this girl, like 5 minutes into the show, did this like blood curdling scream, which like blew out my eardrums. And for the rest of the show, all I heard was out of my ears. It was terrible.
I think Styx is coming to Music Fest. Oh wait, are they touring with Yes? Is it Styx and Yes?
I have. No clue. I don't keep up with either one of those guys.
What good are you?
Obviously not a whole lot tonight.
Yeah.
But just think, who would you be able to rag on if it wasn't me?
Alan's our comic relief. The rest of us are just sleeping. Anyway.
Trenton Computer Fest.
We are really stuck on that music festival.
Yeah, I know.
Trenton Computer Festival that we went to this past weekend.
Getting up before dawn.
Of course, and you would think that this is located in Trenton, and is it? No, it's in Edison. But it is the Trenton Computer Festival, nonetheless. So anyway, we all got up in the morning, and we grabbed a group of guys, and we went out to the TCF.
Dan was grabbing the vinegar-based sausage there.
Yeah, the one out of the
Dan's grabbing
the
sausage on the way into the...
Alan was watching me
the
eat
car
my,
with Alan.
My sausage on the way.
And I had a good... Dan and Alan stood in line for like 3 hours, and...
No, we did luck out that way.
Everybody stood in line for like 3 hours.
It's because we were there at dawn. That's why. Yeah.
The only difference was we had to wait a little bit longer to get our tickets.
Right.
And Alan got you. You got your ticket for $10.
I got
right?
my tickets for $10.
And too. I got mine for $5.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it pays to procrastinate.
Anyway, we got in there and we all got some goodies, and I got a real goodie.
Yeah, well, it was good we didn't leave at 4 o'clock in the morning when
you
wanted to.
When I wanted to, when you wanted
God.
To. I got the wickedest sunburn while we're there.
You're still a little bit red from it.
It's a little bit, a little sore still, even that many days ago. But we got all kinds of goodies. Man, what did you pick up again, Alan?
I got a Newton.
Venereal disease.
I picked up a Newton for like $15, which is actually really fun. It actually worked.
Cool.
And despite what everyone used to say about the handwriting being terrible on it, because it was one of the first ones I think they did handwriting recognition.
Your handwriting's worse, so it makes it better, right?
My handwriting is terrible, but it actually figures out when you have to train it a few times. It gives you there's a little program in there that gives you a word and you write it out and it deciphers what your characters are and stuff on it. But it actually does work pretty well for me. Like I said, considering how bad my handwriting is, it's actually pretty nice. I picked up a program and I can't remember what the name of it is right now that allows the Linux box to send programs over to it.
Cool.
Now it's just a matter of finding programs, because most of the ones that are out there, because it hasn't been around for 10 years, most of the links are all dead that I'm finding. And a few of the other ones that I'm finding, people are still wanting like $15 for, a clock program. And I'm like, sorry, I don't think so. Especially because it's got a clock built in, so why would you want another one? And then I got a Lime iMac, which was really cool.
Mm.
Just because it's obnoxious. Which was a good deal, except the CD drive is dying on it, so I've got to eBay around and find a new one. But
right.
Other than that, it actually works pretty good, so it's going to be the next Yellow Dog candidate in my room.
Yeah. It's just a slot loading CD drive,
it's,
right?
It's a tray one, but it's actually, I believe it's actually one from like a laptop one. It's real, the real thin
it's
one.
Real thin and stuff. Nothing that you could hack the case off of a regular one. And
no, nothing I can see so far.
Stuff it in there.
But I've seen them on eBay.
Extend the IDE cable out the front.
So that's what I was thinking of doing. Knowing my luck, it's probably an odd Apple, 49 instead of 50 pins or some shit like that. But
that's the way Apple gets you, man. You pay $90 for a floppy drive.
Yeah.
Because it has that auto-eject feature.
Auto-eject.
$90. They build it so far into your case, you can't push a damn button on it, so you have to buy an auto-eject.
Well, it's taking apart to put the memory in there, and it actually doesn't. It actually comes apart pretty easily, so that's not a problem. I actually have to pop it off and get the model number off of it, so I can make sure I find the right one for it. But it went together. Comes apart real easy. It's like three screws, and the whole thing slides apart. Really, really nice manufacturing in terms of that. Compared to that 9500 that I had, you had to disassemble the entire case. you take every piece out of the case just to put a piece of memory into it.
What are you connecting the Newton to your Linux box with? Is it serial?
Oh yeah, it goes to your serial port. It was one of the deals that with that Newton. I've got the docking module for it and the cable for both the Mac and the PC with it.
Oh, cool.
Does it just take AA batteries?
Yeah, it's just regular rechargeable batteries. And I had the guy gave me an extra set with it as well. And those I don't think were ever used, because I popped those on the charger and
they blew up. Killed his wife
hours,
with battery acid.
No, a couple hours later they were up and ready to go. And actually I've run almost a week on them so far. They're awesome. Playing around putting all my information into it. Because everybody else carries around a little tiny palm pilot.
Yeah, they carry around a PDA. You're going with a Newton, man. Has some geek points for that one.
Geek points for that one, just because mine has a little Apple on it.
That's
now.
Right.
That's it's got right. The case by Rubbermaid on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I went there and found what was advertised. This is my caveat emptor segment. I went there and saw a guy selling a couple of what was advertised as a blue and white G3 500 Macintosh. And he was selling it. The sticker was $105. He was selling it for $95. Wanted to get rid of them right away. So, you know, of course, I had to take one, you know. And I took it home and the hard drive was dead. That's no big deal. I can stick another hard drive in it. The problem with it is that it is not a G3500. It's a G3350, which, you know, the more I think, I was a little bit irritated at first because I'm thinking, oh, this is a really awesome deal, $500 for $95. But then again, you stop and think about it, $350 with 128 mega RAM for $95, that's in halfway decent shape, is also a really awesome deal. So I ended up with a G3350, blue and white, and I have half a gig of RAM in it now. And I need to find a bigger hard drive. I only have like 4.5 gig hard drive. Find a bigger hard drive. And I'm running Yellow Dog on it, which is cool. And Yellow Dog is the king of standardized Linux distributions on the PPC right at the moment. However, there's a couple of drawbacks, and I'm more and more interested in speaking with Dan about how he's doing with Gentoo, just because of the few things in Yellow Dog that are annoying the living hell out of me. One of which is Yellow Dog happens to be based on Red Hat, which carries the problem of putting you in what we like to call RPM hell. And it's RPM dependency latent kind of thing where, you know, you try and install something via RPM and you have to resolve a dependency.
You have to do all the dependencies
on your
own.
That thing has a dependency and that other one has a dependency. And everybody will say, it's Yellow Dog. It has Yum, which is the Yellow Dog Update Manager. Just use Yum. Or it also has apt-get installed. And that is fantastic. But you know what? You can't get any software through either one of them for some reason.
You only get what's on the standard
Yellow Dog distribution software. If it's something else that you want, you're done. Here's a for instance for you, like MPlayer. I want to put an MPlayer on it. Man, it's tough to get MPlayer on this thing.
On Yellow Dog.
Yes, it is. It's not tough if you get the compiler and compile it yourself, which would be my next option. However, since I only had like a 4.5 gig hard drive, I didn't put the compiler on there.
How could you have a Linux box without a compiler?
It does not have a compiler on there. That's some
blasphemy.
So, you know, I've been playing with it, and I'm having a lot of fun. It has some like funky screen stuff going on. And I don't know if it's a Yellow Dog specific thing or just because Yellow Dog happens to, here's the deal. When I first installed Yellow Dog, I installed it on like a 15-inch monitor. And then I switched it over. I bought a KVM and switched it over, and it's now hanging off of my 21-inch monitor. So I kind of had to adjust the X resolution a little bit and stuff and tweak that out. And that works nice. However, the frame buffer, for some reason, when Yellow Dog boots up, the frame buffer, the console or the text frame buffer, sets like the first and second column of text are off the left-hand side of the screen. Now, I dug around on Google and found a fix for that, but it only works after, like, the fix only works after your init scripts are done, so you still, when you boot, everything's off the side of the screen, and you fix it, and you're good to go with the text console. But the fix gives you maybe an inch margin on the right and left-hand side of your screen where there is nothing. And interestingly enough, that also happens in X. Not what's happening in X before. So I have the same size screen on the same exact monitor as my main Intel x86 Linux box. Same size screen, only the Linux box.
Are you showing
screen,
us while you tell us?
Yes, I am. For those of you who can't see, I'm animating this, but the same size screen on my Linux box fills the entire screen, and then the Macintosh has that size screen, or that resolution screen, with probably an inch border on each side. It's really strange. It's like squares it out.
That's why I'm using Gentoo.
Yes. I had problems with the frame buffer stuff.
Did you really?
With running, trying to run Mac on Linux.
But that was just Mac on Linux. I mean, this is just
the frame buffer would not support higher resolution for Mac on Linux.
Uh-huh. But it worked fine on your laptop otherwise.
It seemed to. And then I had problems compiling the kernel the way I wanted to.
Right.
So that's why I'm using Gentoo. Now, compiling MPlayer on Gentoo was a snap. It only took a few hours, but
to get
all the requirements and then the codecs. I compiled everything I could find video codec wise. The only downside with the PPC end of things is there's no audio for QuickTime, newer QuickTime codecs.
Right.
I think the Sorenson, which stinks. You get it on the Intel side, but the PVC side, no, not yet. Which makes you wonder. Apple has kind of given a pat on the back to Yellow Dog.
Right.
Why no QuickTime player for Linux?
I don't know.
Now, when I've spoken to some Apple people, Apple support people that come around our district, I said, why no? They say that the libraries are available. You could just build one yourself. And I'm thinking, well, MPlayer does a darn good job.
Right.
But, and I think even Xsion will play QuickTime, but it doesn't need to be that damn difficult. Damn you, Apple. And they're also,
damn you all the hell.
They're also shutting down.
Damn you, Yellow Dog.
Apparently, Linux
I really do like
or open source support for iTunes playing. For iTunes, being able to play iTunes software
right.
that you download off the Apple Store. They're shutting down the open source of projects. I guess because of DRM
right.
issues. That kind of really stinks.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But hey, so I have Yellow Dog running on my computer. Yellow Dog 3.0. I have also run Yellow Dog 2.3?
2.0, yeah, I think it's 2.0, yeah. 2.
That was really good. I like that. I ran that on
I thought it was 3.0. It's a new one.
No, the new one is, but I ran the last one, which was 2.3, on a Beige G3. Ran really nice. I really liked it. Then again, I had a bigger hard drive, so that's probably...
You put everything on there, yeah.
Had everything on there, and I could, when I couldn't get MPlayer through RPM, I just compiled
the 9500, I took everything off, so I don't have a compiler either on that, so it's just bare bones.
So you're stuck with what they give you, and that's the problem, because they don't give me stuff that I want. But I am interested to know, and I would love for people to email us on this, if you happen to be running an Apple and you're running Linux on it, I want to know about, I want to know what distribution you're using, and what you think about it, what your impressions are, and any hints or tips you have, And by golly, maybe we'll even slap up a web page with that kind of information, because I happen to have a nice Mac now that I would like to run Linux on. And I understand that Debian has a port, although I looked through the install directions again, and they're even worse than I remember them. But Debian is there.
You can still do it, though, because I do have Debian running on one of my Mac laptops.
There we go. Debian is still an option. Gentoo, I've seriously considered doing a stage 3 install just because I don't want to be running that computer
for
6 weeks and not even be able to log into the thing. So I figured maybe I would try a stage 3 Gentoo install. I know that SUSE has a PPC port out, and so does Mandrake. However, I don't think either one of them are current, with their current release for that platform.
I don't think
SUSE
so, no.
might be 8.1, and Mandrake was, I thought, was 7.2 or something like that.
I don't think
PPC
the Mandrake
release.
One's been around in quite a while.
And that's, that's getting old, man.
Apple has a release out.
Yeah.
Called Panther. Not to deviate from the subject again, but apparently the next release of Apple OS 10 is Tiger 10.4. And I've heard rumors that it's coming out this summer.
Really?
Which, one of the tenets of open source software is release often.
But Apple's taking it a little too far.
Because it costs $100 bucks.
I was going to say, it's $90-some-odd
yeah.
for the upgrade.
I mean, Panther just came out, and now they're going to chuck Tiger out less than a year later. That's going to be another $100 if you want to upgrade.
Yeah, well, they have to do that. They have to keep up with the open source community, because otherwise they lose their edge, and people will just start getting smart and switching back over to Linux, which they, you know, should do anyway. And I know, I hear all the people out there going, OS X is so great, it's awesome. Look at how pretty it is. We've already had this discussion. I have seen people running KDE that looks just as good as
OS X interface. You can do some really nice things with KDE. I've seen the same thing.
I've seen the
crystal
bar down at the bottom with the fonts and the expanding icons, and that KDE has been doing that before OS X, where OS X was even an itch in Steve Jobs' pants. I have seen, even though I absolutely agree that OS X is a pretty looking kind of thing. But you know what? If you can make it look like that and work like that for free, hey, I'm cheap.
Nah, it's for free for $99.
Cheap date. Free for Linux or $99 for more than that, because that's just the upgrade, right?
No,
or is that the full
I don't know.
Is that the full OEM kind of thing?
I think it's the full. I got to wait till it comes out. It's over $100.
What about Panther? Panther, that was the full OEM deal for like $100, right?
I'm not sure.
That's still beating the hell out of Windows, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was Windows 100.
XP
is 189.
Yeah, maybe. A couple $100, plus you don't have any Office software, and it costs you another $200-$300, and yeah, that's pretty expensive. Plus, you know, if you went with OS X and a Macintosh instead of Windows XP and your average junk x86 computer, you are guaranteed that it will at least run probably, definitely a lot faster and definitely a lot longer, too, because the architecture is more stable. But
all right, for the general Joe Schmo on the street, mm-hmm. $129 for OS X.
There you go. That still beats, it still beats XP. By a
yes.
long shot.
But to give some credit to Microsoft, they don't release their operating systems on an annual basis.
You
mean, look at Longhorn. That's not going to come out until, possibly next year, 2006, I think.
It was supposed to come out like last year, though. That's
well,
the
let's
problem.
Be thankful it hasn't come out yet. Speaking of that, has your company been hit by Sasser?
Not that I know of yet. It doesn't mean it hasn't, but it just means that I haven't heard about it yet. But I've been doing all the important things, you know. They have me doing important things now, like walking around on the floor using a label gun and labeling computers with their IP addresses. Oh, yes.
Important stuff.
Important stuff. I can't say that because I did have to run into my office for 45 minutes today and help snag four people that were using the internet inappropriately at our company. So I was monitoring their web pages and all of that happy business.
You know, it's interesting that now reports are coming in that it's just not enough to have virus scan on your software. On your workstation. Now you need a firewall on top of it.
Firewall on every single... And that's so stupid. I can understand why they're saying that. Because they want you to have not an incoming firewall. They want you to have an outgoing firewall. They want to block
Microsoft
like,
from phoning home.
No. like if your computer gets infected, they want you to have something on there that keeps it from shooting crap out of that computer to everywhere else.
Yeah.
And totally taking over your network with all that traffic. And that's, that's what a lot of people are talking about. Put a firewall on every computer so that it at least it helps contain the stuff. Because I don't care what anybody says, there is no way that you can keep a Windows user from getting one of these viruses. They're getting so good now. You know, like this new one, Sasser. You don't have to open it. You don't have to look at it. You don't even have to be there.
Just have to be on the web.
Yeah. You just have to be like get in your mail kind of thing. You don't even have to be around.
They say that the Sasser is the first one that does that. Now, that's not true because there was one before that did it, too, was exploiting the RPC.
Right. There's been a lot of them that do that.
Call something, and, you know, it's just they're getting worse and worse. Now, the patch has been out since April 12th.
Well, it depends on your point of view. I think they're getting better and better, you know. I think my mom called me up the other day. She said, did you have anything to do with this?
So it's going to be great when, like you said last week, Alan, when it just formats the person's hard drive.
Eventually, that's what it's going to do.
That'll be good. I think it should just format it, and when they reboot it, it's
going to be a limited virus.
Throws up a splash screen, like go buy Apple or go buy Linux.
It doesn't even have to do that, but it's obviously it won't be able to propagate itself too much because it's going to format your drive, but it's going to be so quickly spreading on it that it doesn't have to go out and, you know, it's just going to spread and boom, be dead.
Yep.
You know, send out, figure it out so it sends itself out twice on it and formats the drive. That's all it needs to do. And they tell two friends.
I think it should just, it should go through and it should grab every address it can out of any address books available, send itself out, and wipe the drive.
Yeah, that's what it's going to do.
A one-time deal. It just looks for any address it can find through, cache history or whatever. Sends itself out and wipes the drive and it's done. And
pretty soon we're going to get knocks on the door.
Yeah,
right. You've developed the virus FBI. Over
what
there.
What are you talking about?
You've been giving out ideas.
It'd be bad, too, because, we're talking about the 2600, the Philly 2600 Club. And
well,
developing nasty Windows virus. We're going to have NSA is going to be banging on Dan's door anytime now.
Speaking of all this.
Your keyboard is trying to attack again.
And you're reading this in the articles, like on CNN and all sorts of non-tech sites, and Brian's bringing it up, too, that what they're saying is, there's a lot of computers out there, particularly household computers, that are getting infected because they haven't updated or put on the patches. But another problem is all the computers shipped now and probably being shipped for the next couple of months will come without these patches on them.
Sure.
So as the moment you plug a machine in, you're vulnerable, and chances are you'll be infected in a couple of seconds.
I have
first
heard,
thing you need to do is slap the patches on. It's and you know what? Why isn't the public... Isn't there a public outcry about this? It's like they accept it.
It's because they're used to it. You know what I mean? They don't know any better.
They're always used to something going wrong.
Yeah, they don't know any better. It has become... It's a really pathetic thing to think about it. Because it has become the norm to accept having to reboot your computer multiple times during the workday in order to get your work accomplished.
Yeah.
It has become the norm. You have to reboot and restart your computer, your workstation, every day when you get in and shut it off when you go home to keep it continually functioning. That has become the norm. That's sad, man. I don't know when this happened, where it happened, because no place else, no other time in computer history has this been a norm.
It's done that way because you've always had to do that with Windows. I can always remember, shutting down a Windows computer during the day. I mean, I've been pretty lucky with mine at work. I shut them down every night, before I go home. So I'm usually pretty good with the fact that they don't seem to die. Knock on wood, they don't seem to die during the day very often.
When's the last time you shut down your Spark station that you work on, your Sun workstation?
2 or 3 months.
Exactly. And that's a workstation, right? This is another thing.
I think the last time I shut it down was the CD drive decided it wouldn't give me back my CD.
And the only way,
we were trying to get it out by pushing the little paper clip in, doohickey and stuff. It just wouldn't go.
This is another point I wanted to make. When have we as a society decided that a workstation equals a PC? A PC, my friends, is a personal computer. That's where it should stay. You want to play games or something, you get a little PC. If you want to work, you need to have a workstation. If you can buy a workstation brand new for, $199.99, there's probably problems.
There's probably going to be problems, is right, yeah.
P PCs do not necessarily equal workstations. Because I get this all the time when people running on, all their shops are running on PCs. And then when you tell them, well, you know, you have this massive web load or something that you're doing, you might want to think about getting like a Sun Ultra 30 or something like that to handle some of that. And they look at you and go, oh my God, I would have to spend money.
Yeah.
You know?
You mean I can't order that at a computer warehouse?
Can't you just get this $400 HP deal and, you know, with the flat screen monitor and the free printer and hook it up and run IIS on it and serve all them web pages? No! You can't! Don't do that! Buy a real computer if you need to have a real computer. But that's not to say that you can't, like, you know, you can't get along using a PC if you run the right software on it and pay attention. Somebody.
Yeah, answer that, Alan.
And Alan's on the phone again, man. No, this is the third time, man.
Oh, it happened a week before?
Yeah.
There's something called silence, Alan. You turn it on to your phone.
With the fact that, like, I get, like, one phone call a week. I'm sorry.
It's one phone call a week, but it's always on Wednesday night.
I can't help it.
But anyway.
So we were pretty successful at the trend. I got kind of hosed on the memory I bought for the laptop.
Did you ever call them back yet?
No, you know, I have the receipt, and I have to take care of that. I just been kind of lax. It was, you know, I forget who I got it from. You always take a risk of buying something at a show. And this is actually the first time I've kind of gotten a little burned at something. And chances are, you know, they say it's guaranteed, and hopefully I'll be able to return it for another shot next time they come around. At the Market Pro show, I'm pretty sure they're always.
Yeah, well, you got it from the reputable
schedule.
Guys,
right?
So.
I looked at their schedule. I don't think they're hitting any of the Market Pro shows. Those guys are North Jersey shows. 1-800.
I thought it was the same one that you see coming around the Market Pro show.
It is. It might not be like the same unit of people, but it's still.
I'll just mail it back to them.
Yeah.
And I'll never see it again, right? Then I'll blast them on the show. But we'll see what happens. Now, the salesperson they had selling those, man, that was something. She was a little hottie. She had that low-cut.
Quite the line forming to buy memory that day.
Yes. She had that low-cut shirt. There was two other guys, you know. Notice how she was in the middle, and then the two other guys that were dickens. Yeah. Everybody just crowded around the middle. And then when she took her shirt off, not like her
coat. It was a
little
coat.
That little
yeah, it was a little
know,
coat or something like that.
That shirt that she wore as a coat. Woo! Did they say that they're selling stuff? But I got that little USB hub right there sitting on top. It worked great. Plugged it right in. Worked perfectly. $7. And then the porn movie we haven't seen.
And here's Dan talking about, you know, it's a family show.
Yeah, for $7, got a. Was it $7 too? No, it was $8 for the porno flick.
Dance. No, $7.
$7 for the porno flick.
Flick or something.
$8
like
for the little mini hub. $7 for the porno flick.
Yes.
3 for $20, $7 a pop.
Yeah,
gee,
and all I did
reading me.
And all I did was get my G3 and a broken monitor.
We got the goods, man. But, no, she actually, the person at the memory booth was not a booth babe.
She was a booth babe.
Well, she was a booth babe, but she wasn't a booth babe.
No,
she was an employee. A booth bunny. I think that's what they're called, aren't they? She was an actual employee.
Yeah, she knew what she was talking about, babe. Man. Because I asked her about the Mac memory and stuff, and she pegged it right out and grabbed the right stuff. And by golly, it worked when I got her home.
Yeah,
mine, I've had no problem with mine. Yeah.
Why did I get shafted?
You weren't as nice to her, yeah. I had to, you know, I gave her the wink and stuff.
The one-eyed Wonder Worm wink.
Yeah, I gave her the wink
and the hi-ho salute.
And, you know, I'm better looking than you anyway, so.
Hey, you know what? That's not.
And I just showed her the card.
We got that, you know, light hair and, you know.
The little goatee thing going on.
The little goatee thing. It's a manly thing, you know.
Yo-ho.
Yo-ho.
Mark made out pretty well. Although I don't see the hybrid here yet.
Yes. We got to get... And of course, he's not listening to the show either because, you know, he's like that. We do have to get our hybrid working so we can play. And we also have to... I wanted to ask you, even on the air, so that the guys at Lug Radio can hear, do you have GNOME meeting set up?
It's on that workstation over there.
So that we
I've never... You know what? I don't know if it works.
I haven't tried it.
Because I haven't. Yeah, I haven't tried. Because I don't have anybody. Meetings.
You guys over at Lug Radio, Matt and whoever else has it set up
on the laptop here. I'm not sure whether it works yet. Cool. I have the same thing. I have no one to talk to yet.
Contact.
No one wants to talk to me, Matt.
Yep. Contact us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net. That's our tech show mail address. Techshow@thelinuxlink.net. Contact us and let's see if we can get together sometime and just try out this GNOME meeting stuff and get ready because we all got to get together have a
we'll do a special airing of the
Have a special show sometime way early in the morning for us which would be sometime after you guys get up in the UK and we'll just have some fun and talk back and forth and record it and stick it on the air and see what happens. Send us your promo, because you said you were going to send us a promo, and you didn't do it yet.
Speaking of that, we got summer coming up. I don't know if you guys are taking any vacation. I know that I'm going to be going away for, I think, a week or so, so there might be a time. Now, you guys can break into my house and do the show. I don't care. But, that might be something to put together for a show if we can't possibly make it that we can get going from, you could try doing the show from Lake's house again.
Well, no, you know what the problem was with that? Is that I was streaming from my house and then trying to stream, I was streaming the initial stream and then connecting to your server here. And the second a couple of people got on that stream to start listening to it, it just bogged everything out. But with the new bandwidth.
We'll have two IP addresses.
Yeah, so you'll have two IP addresses, so I can sneak in on one, and they can grab the other, and there'll be more bandwidth, period. So it should be cool, dude. I don't know. Anyway, we're running out of time, guys. Anybody have anything else you want to add?
Don't forget to download the latest show from Lug Radio.
That's
HTTP, www.lugradio.org.
Lugradio.org is episode 6 they're working on.
They have.
Yeah, they have episode 6.
They're doing
available for download.
I figured they're working on 7.
They'll be doing 7. Will be released next Wednesday because they do every other week and we do every week.
Right.
Fortnite, isn't it?
Fortnite. Check out their forums, too. Really good stuff on their forums.
Yep, funny guys, good webpage, nice forums. Check them out.
Everyone go out and download the latest Nopix and make sure you burn some for your Windows friends.
Yeah. Yes,
that's everyone's homework. Download the latest copy of Nopix.
They can always try it, because they have to reboot their machine 4 times a day anyway. Just stick it in there and they'll be pleasantly surprised, right?
Buy your Tech Show merchandise.
Yeah. Support the Tech Show, man.
Okay, Mayor Quimby.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right, guys. This is Link.
Dan.
Alan.
Have a happy. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Linux Tech Show. Linux Tech Show. Pulling the sling Tech Show.